Good morning. You know what this is? This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. This is the list from Pfizer. Adverse events from the Pfizer vaccine. Just look at this thing. It's 8 pages of adverse events. It's in alphabetical order. And the letter A runs through the whole first page. And the letter B starts around there. You know, it's sickening, isn't it? It's like a pile of pus or something. Now, of course, they didn't want people to know about this. I heard that Pfizer, I don't know if this is true, but I think so, they made $37 billion last year from the Pfizer vaccine. So-called vaccine. Yeah. So they said, no, you can't. People said they wanted to see this, but they said, no, you have to wait 75 years. Yeah. The people knew about it. Yes. The FDA, they knew about it. And I think guys like Fauci, yeah, I think he knew. I heard that Fauci disappeared. I don't know if it's true, but people say that he's not visible anymore. Maybe he's sick. No. Some say that it's because of Putin. I think there's more to this. I think people understand that this guy is a snake. He's been lying. Yeah. So, and maybe he's sick. I wouldn't be surprised. Right. So this is what news shows should do. Yeah, they should be reading from this. Yeah. All over the planet. And then guess what would happen. Terrible stuff. Yeah. So I got this list from a friend. We had visitors here yesterday. We had a great time. Yeah, of course. And then we had some great conversations. That was very good. Now, we talked about many things. We talked about prepping, yeah, for instance. And, you know, there are some things with prepping that I think is insane. Yeah. And I wanted to tell you, you see, prepping to me means two things, only two things. This is just me, right? You do whatever you want. But to me, it means learning skills. Yeah. You know, cutting down trees, growing food, building things. You know, for survival. That's what it means to me. Being prepared means to me to know what to do. Yeah. And then it means also making new friends. So this is what I do. But some people, they go down that road. Yeah, and they go very, very far. And they become crazy. That's what I think. Yeah, because they are now already limiting their lives to a situation that doesn't even exist. You see? These people that came over yesterday, they told me about people they know. Yeah, that are now not willing to email, for instance. So they are adjusting their lives to a situation that doesn't even exist. Because here in Sweden, well, I understand if we're talking about China, yeah, but here we have the right to be critical to the state, of course. Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's very, very stupid to go that far with this, yeah. And, you know, you should live your... This is the time to live your life and show the world that you don't accept any of this crap. You should be bold, aggressive, vocal, yeah. You should stand there tall. This is the time to do this, yeah. And show the other ones, all the people around you, that this is where you are. This is what you think, see? This is not the time to hide. Right. That's just what I think. Right. Finally, I want to tell you about a live chat. I will be part of this live chat. I'm very much looking forward to this. It's with Fakeologist. Yeah, brilliant channel. So I'll post a link to this, yeah, so you can see the details. It's on Sunday, March 13, 8 p.m. Central European Time. Right. Be good.